Right. So truth is good in a form that can be intellectually grasped. That's the definition. So coming back to what was mentioned earlier about that truth and good are relational terms, one does not exist without the other, although there can be the appearance that truth exists without good. So faith separated is not really faith, but the term is used in order to communicate the fact that faith alone is still the statements of truth, but not with the application, so that good is one with them. So another way of thinking about that is that even the truths that are espoused in faith alone are protected because they can open the mind to what is good. And the example which we've often referred to in that regard is Cain. So Cain has a mark on him so that he cannot be destroyed, because those truths that Cain is are still the means by which human beings can be lifted out of their opprobrium if they take them on board and begin to apply them to life.